Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, here with my husband, Benny. Grateful and thankful to each one of you who have joined us this weekend for our empowerment discussion entitled The Seeds I've Sown. We want to thank each of you for your continued support with this broadcast as we continue to get great feedback on the lessons that are being released, that they are aiding you as you walk this journey out that God has placed before you. Not always easy, but when you have the proper tools and you align yourself with the things that God has spoken, life gets a whole lot easier. I want to invite you all, as my third book has been released. It is actually entitled The Seeds I've Sown as well, but this speaks to my relationship journey. This is the third book that's been released this year. They are available at Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. The first one is entitled My Reality Revealed, A Journey of Empowerment. The second one, co-authored with my sister, Prophet Nina Williams, entitled I Am His Daughter. And again, the third that was recently released, The Seeds I've Sown, My Relationship Journey. We invite you to purchase those books, read them, and give us feedback to let us know if they are helping, because that is the intent. Well, tonight, our topic again is The Seeds I've Sown. We're going to be coming from Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, which reads, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. We understand, we should understand that seed time is a principle that governs the timing of what happens in our life, my life, your life, based on our involvement and participation in God's plan. One thing that people fail to realize and understand is what a seed truly represents. And secondly, people seem to forget that their harvest is dependent upon how they respond to God's plan for their lives. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. I'm going to ask my husband to open us up in prayer, and then we will go for it with the teaching.
Father, we come asking you to guide us through another episode of the Empowerment Place teaching that you just perk all the listening ears so that we'd be able to impart the information that they need to better understand seed time and harvest, and understanding how it works in the kingdom system. We thank you just for being able to have us to release this information to your people. And we ask these in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. So, seed plus time equals harvest. And we're grateful for those who are on the line. If at any time you have a question or a comment, we ask that you please press one and we will bring you live. So seed plus time equals harvest. A lot of times people want to seem somewhat naive in understanding what their seed is. And so the first question posed tonight is, do you understand what your seed represents? The seed represents what you're responsible for in the will of God, what you're responsible for. How many times have you heard people saying they're waiting on God? Fix it, Jesus, fix it like you said you would. They hit you with these mindsets which take them out of the equation as though they have no responsibility to being obedient to what God has spoken, what Holy Spirit is revealing concerning God's will, plan, and purpose for their lives. And so when we understand first and foremost that the seed represents what we are responsible for in the will of God, it puts accountability on us for the expectation of what we're to reap. When we are being responsible, when we are being obedient, when we are doing those things required, responding according to that which the Holy Spirit reveals is the will of God concerning our lives, it will set things in motion for manifestation that is directly in line with God's will, plan, and purpose for your life. You go to your job. When you're on your job, when you first start, there is generally a job description that your employer wants you to look over. And in that job description, it lists expectations. And then there's always the caveat, you know, things not listed but, you know, required by management. But we generally sign off stating that we understand what's required. And if we do the things that are required, the expectation is I'll be paid what they said they pay me. Greater expectation is if I exceed that which they're requiring of me, chance of being promoted, have a chance of getting a greater opportunity because I'm adhering to the plan. You can take that same analogy and use it as we grow in God spiritually. God has an original intent for each of us. Before the foundation of the world, he knew what he wanted from us. He continues to reveal his will to us through the word, through prayer, through fasting, through prayer. I said that again. That's just fasting and praying. Also uses his voices that are called and chosen to speak into your life. These are tools that he uses to reveal to you his will. And so in hearing these things, getting a better understanding, studying the word to show yourself approved, not relying on someone that might just get up on a Sunday and give you an appetizer but not give you the full meal, where you go to the word, you get the appetizer, you get the meal, you get the dessert, you get the whole of what it is that Holy Spirit is revealing to you regarding God's will for your life. And when you're obedient to that plan, when you're obedient and the seeds are your response to what's being revealed to you, when you're obedient to those things, the expectation is an outcome that aligns you with God's will, plan, and purpose for your life. And so seed is my willingness to obey. But before I obey, my willingness to hear. It's a lot of us, who have challenges with listening, especially listening to truth about us. Now, I'm grateful to God that I've gotten to a place where I've now embraced my truth, all of my truth, and now use my truth because it has empowered me to empower others to share my truth with other people. So even though the seeds I've sown in my life, in my past, in my journey, have not always been seeds that brought me good, they have now worked for my good. Because I understand that if I want the harvest, if I want the harvest that God has for me, I have to be responsible now with what has happened in my life and use it as seed to bring forth the harvest in expanding the kingdom of God. here on earth. And what do you have to share?
As we were traveling down the road today, I kept seeing this sign. I probably saw it about 5 times on the back of a vehicle, and it said, "In God we trust." And then a question came to my mind to say, how can God trust you? If and as she was speaking, talking about the seeds, how can God trust you to seed, to use seed in time in order to produce a harvest? How can he trust you to use seed in time to produce the harvest? So in God we trust. And then, you know, because we know that if we, as a farmer, plants the seed, but it takes God to bring forth the rain and all the conditions that is required to make that seed grow. That's what I was thinking about as she was speaking. But now I know why I was seeing that sign so many times on the back of these cars. In God we trust. And I think she alluded to this. What are you doing? You're trusting God, but what are you? What else are you doing?
I like what he shared with that. And I want you to understand when he said how it's up to God to bring the rain so that the seeds can grow. God, the rain will come, but we still have to make sure that we're taking care of that seed. We have to make sure that we're constantly taking care of the ground where that seed was sown. Because we understand every good and perfect gift comes from God. We know that scripture. We know that there's good, there's acceptable, and there's perfect. It's progressive. Even with the seeds that we sow, it's progressive. A seed is a seed until it gets into the ground and it hits some soil. Something in that soil causes it to germinate, and another stage stems, and then that seed begins to sprout, and then something else happens, and that seed breaks through the ground, and then something starts to happen again. And that which was a seed is now a stalk or a stem that's coming forth and bringing forth leaves and more seeds and flowers. It's progression. And when we're planting seeds, we have to be willing to also progress through the necessary steps and stages in order to get to the next dimension of the will of God. It means that sometimes our understanding of a situation will be challenged. It means that sometimes our flesh is not going to agree with what's necessary to what the Holy Spirit is speaking. We have to get to a place of maturity. As Benny said, we say in God we trust, but can God trust us to follow through on that which has been spoken? We often say, I want everything that God has for me. But are we willing to do everything that God requires so we can get it? That's a question. Are we patient? Are we patient? A farmer who may plant seeds this week is not going to expect to come back next week and pull corn. It takes time. Much like with us. Seeds, I'm talking about me. Seeds I sowed in my early life, years later, manifested in some heartache and pain. Didn't happen overnight. Feel like God was giving me opportunity to get it right, to come to my senses. And when I refused, it was what it was. I had to deal with the harvest because of the seeds I sowed. Not seeds according to his plan for my life, but seeds according to what my flesh desired, what I wanted. And so then I was accountable to what manifested. And so what are we saying to you all tonight? What we're saying is this. Seed time and harvest is not going anywhere. Word tells us that as a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If we are sowing seeds, even if it's words, we've got to be careful of what we speak. The word declares that life, yet we know that that tongue, that little tongue, is sharp. It does as much damage as it does good. So we have to be mindful of what we're speaking. We have to be mindful of what we're thinking. We have to be intentional about our responding to any and everything that comes to us, especially that which is revealed to us by the Holy Spirit concerning God's plan for our lives. I mean, I'm grateful to those who are on the line, and if I could take a poll of those who are on the line and those who are listening by the internet and somehow get you to press a one, how many of us know without a shadow of a doubt that there have been times that we've heard God and we didn't respond appropriately, that we sowed some seeds that were our own and not seeds according to God's plan? How many of us know and can attest to the fact that we have not been obedient to everything that has been spoken? And then when we got in trouble behind our own actions, we called on God to rescue us. But today, he said, I want you to be mindful, and I want you to start responding to the plan I have for your life with obedience, responding by articulating my word. Put me in remembrance of my word. Do that. And then I want you to be willing to go through the process to receive what it is I have for you. You know, we're in summer. We're in the summer. Just started the summer. And I look at a lot of students from preschool all the way through college who are out on summer break right now. And I think about all that they gained during the school year. And now during this time of break, everything that was placed inside of them, many of them are just letting that seed fly. They're not cultivating it and not preparing for the next phase. It's like they close the book, and then they wait to open the book again, which means they've got to break soil and they have to retrain and rethink. That happens to us in the body of Christ. When we're not consistently cultivating our mind and our spirit to be attentive to what's being revealed to us, we get a good word. Somebody will prophesy to us and say something that falls in line with what our spirit is sensing, and we hold on to that, and we just say, Yes, God. But then we don't cultivate that. We don't take care of the seed, and we're not adding to it because our obedience and our timing in adding to what it is that God has said is going to aid us in receiving the harvest. Babe, I'm trying to remember, was it our conversation this past week when we talked about two parables about a seed, where one sold everything he had to buy a pearl, where one found treasure, hid it in the ground, sold everything and bought the land. Talked about which was the greater response and what was a power move and what was going to be the manifestation. These are all things that we have to consider when it comes to sowing the seed. Going through the process of the time and waiting for the manifestation. I know I'm talking a lot. Honey, I'll pass off to you.
And you know what she's talking about is being obedient, and also being able to discern and hear what God is saying. Sometimes, you know, we have opportunity. That's one of the first words that come to my mind, is opportunity to do something. So just for an example, if I run into someone in the store or and they don't know me, I don't know them, and they may ask me a question that is related to maybe they, something about God, and I don't respond, and I keep going, then that's a missed opportunity. That's an opportunity I had to plant a seed, to sow, and I missed that opportunity because I'm not being obedient. I'm not using Holy Spirit to lead and guide me. And so we miss opportunities in different things. Time is going to tell whether the harvest is going to be good or whether the harvest is going to be bad. Sometimes we are too slow in making our decisions, and that's what causes us to not see the manifestation of what God's original intent is, because we're too slow to make a decision when we know actually what to do. So that's one of the things that I try to coach myself in all the time, you know, trying to just say, Holy Spirit, okay, what am I supposed to do? Because we have to stay in connection with the Holy Spirit in order to see the impact that we need to see in the harvest. So seed, if we can remember it like this, seed plus time will produce harvest. You know, when you say it too fast and seed time, no, it's seed plus time, then will equal a harvest. I remember hearing some people talk yesterday at work, and they were talking about hay, you know. And I'm not a farmer, don't know anything about farming, but I heard them say this. They are now in harvest time, getting the hay. And then I heard someone say, is this the first harvest? So we got to remember, you may have the first harvest, the second harvest. They're going to be different. They're not going to be the same. They may look the same. They may sound the same, but they're going to be different. So you have to understand, we have to move so we can get the impact from the original intent of what God has us do. So we have to be able to be obedient and be able to discern when that opportunity arises, and even be able to see before it happens.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's good. Again, we have several callers on the line. If you have a question or a comment, we ask that you please press 1. We gladly bring you live. We're grateful for a few of the Empowerment Place team on the line. Blessings to you, Prophet Williams.
How are you?
Doing very well, thank you.
Good. I just wanted to share and ask, as you were talking about cultivating and planting seeds, that as a farmer, when you plant seeds, the seeds that you plant will not necessarily just be cultivated by you, but they could be cultivated by people that you have hired or family. A child is born, but other people in the family are then required to step up and cultivate and nurture those seeds that have been planted. So it still goes back to understanding purpose and doing what you are called to do, desire to step up and step out on faith and keep it real and right.
Amen, amen, amen. That's so true. It is sometimes challenging when the seeds are being planted, especially the seed of the word is being planted. It's in those opportunities that I rely on the word that says one sows, one waters, but God brings the increase. And because often those that we are releasing the seed of the word into are not in a place that they are willing to accept it and then to move in it, that's when we trust God and that's all we can do. And we keep sowing where we may sow into loved ones far and near. They have a tendency to receive at face value. Sometimes they don't allow it to go deep, but it'll be one that'll come behind that knows nothing about who they are but can articulate the heart of God to them that will start the cultivation process of that seed. But yes, what you've shared is very true. We are mindful of the seeds that we sow in others as well as the seeds that we sow in our own lives that are geared towards bringing forth the manifestation of God's will, plan, and purpose in our lives. Thank you so much for that. Amen. So we're down to the last couple of minutes. We are again grateful to those who have joined us on this evening. It is our prayer that this has been a blessing to you as it has been for us to share. Again, we invite you to please go to Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble to purchase our released books that have been done so this year, My Reality Revealed, The Journey of Empowerment, I Am His Daughter, co-authored with Prophet Nina Williams, and The Seeds I've Sown, The Relationship Journey. As always, we encourage you every day to do something to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, we want you to take the responsibility to empower someone else. As we continue on this journey called life, we must realize that we are the key to our own empowerment. We can't blame anybody for what we don't have or where we haven't gone. We have to take responsibility, know who we are in God and what God has called us to, and we've got to flow in it. Amen. On tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock a.m., we will be hosting intercessory prayer. If you have a prayer request, we ask that you would send it to us at empower_yourself@yahoo.com or find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell, that's B-U-R-R-E-L-L, or my husband, Benny M. Burrell, on Facebook, and inbox your prayer request. We will gladly intercede on your behalf. Until next week, we ask that you continue to pray for us as we are praying for you. Know that God loves you, and we do. Good night and be empowered.